Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Yes, you are, and I am Puma. We're glad that you joined us today.
Yes, welcome, guys.
Yeah, feels like it's been a while.
It's been like 2 weeks.
It has been.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, October's my favorite. So I love October. I was talking about fall to someone, actually, just this past Sunday, and I'm like, I love fall, the cooler weather, you know, bugs are dying by the truckload, praise the Lord.
Yep.
And someone's like, oh, I hate fall. And I remember like, oh, really? Like, it's the worst season. I'm like, what? Like, okay, maybe it's not your favorite, but the worst? Like, yeah, allergies, and it's all brown, and as people get depressed. And I'm like, oh. And they were like, yeah, I can't believe that you would say it's your favorite, like, just because of, like, the bugs are dying. And I was like, oh.
That's really a good reason, though. Yeah, just saying.
I mean, that's what I thought. Yeah. But I've never seen someone be offended that I was just all about fall.
Well, but today, really, whatever you say, someone can and will take offense to it, seems like.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, well, and I'm curious for the listeners, like, if you would think with me for a second, like, when was the last time you saw someone get offended? Yeah. I can think of...
Daily.
Yeah.
I mean...
half hour ago.
Any interaction with humanity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's true. Like, there's so many, you know, forget the Karens and the extreme videos, right? People just freaking out. But, like, really, I myself sometimes am the person that gets offended. And I think, truthfully, if we were to look at our own hearts, we would see that, yeah, we do get offended by certain things. And maybe that's okay. Maybe we should be offended by certain things. But as we're going to talk about
today...
Well,
there are a lot of things that are offensive.
Well, yes, true.
Right.
Yeah.
But not everything should be offensive.
Correct. Yeah, that's a great way to put
it. I mean, people have a problem with milk, air, chickens.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The Cubs. I mean, how can you... I mean, baseball, anyway.
Well, it's almost paraded, I think, too, a little bit. Like, everyone... It's like, oh, you're offended? Then tell the world, post about it, tweet about it, or X about it.
My offense is better than your offense, right?
But even like the attention we get, it's no longer like, oh, why are you complaining? It's like, oh, yeah, let me, you know, heart this, and that's right, be mad about that. But as we're about to look at, in our Real Love series, we're going to talk about a verse in there that talks about not being offended, or at least not easily offended, which is kind of weird to like... Yeah, it's an interesting verse. So,
yeah.
Shall we dive in, Puma?
Yeah, let's dive into that.
Let's do it. Okay, Puma. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, you know, part C.
all the different things that love is and that love isn't. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 weeks, so should we just do like a 30-second review?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. 30-second review. Well, I'm looking at you to the review.
Are you looking at me? Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We talked about love as patient and kind, right? The idea that love, and again, real love, not the worldly love, but the love that God gives us, it is patient and it's kind. It genuinely wants to love others. It's really a selflessness is the heart behind, you know, to be kind.
It's a love that is focused on others and not on self. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of love that Jesus really modeled and expressed when he was here. And so it's kind of love that Paul is talking to the Corinthian church saying, hey, you know, you guys are a family, you guys are a community, and how are you getting along? And obviously, if you read through the book of 1 Corinthians, it's just one train wreck after another. And it's interesting how the train wrecks are not out there, they're right in-house, right? These are all in-house train wrecks. And it has to do with people.
Yeah.
It has to do with interactions with each other.
Yeah, it's all relationships.
It's all relationships. And that's sort of the context that Paul's getting at when he talks about, you know, that love is patient, kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast, isn't proud, isn't rude, is not self-seeking, and today is not easily angered or easily offended or easily provoked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're headed to. It's like to really love others and by others, not talking about people on the other side of the world. We're talking about the people that you live with. We're talking about the people that you work with.
Right.
We're talking about people that you go to church with, the people in your family. You see, these are the ones whom we seem to have the most issues with on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, it's always the ones closest to us, right? It's always the people that, like you said, we rub shoulders with, we do life with, that tend to irritate us the most. And we are all fallen people. We all are sinful people. But you're right. This verse, love is not easily angered.
Angered, easily provoked. And probably everybody listening have all been in this situation at one time or another, or you've seen it. You know, you got, you know, 2 7-year-old kids in the back seat, 2 brothers, and they're on a long trip with the family. And so what happens? The brothers end up doing what? Yeah.
Starts poking each other.
Poking each other, finding each other.
Blowing in their face.
And finally one screams out, "Mom," right? Yeah,
right.
And so mom says, "Stop touching your
brother."
Brother. And then what happens?
The brother that was the previous poker is now the, "I'm not touching you. I'm just blowing in your eye," or "I'm just hovering over your face with my hand."
Or, "My finger is just 1 inch from your nose." Right. "But I'm not touching you." Right. And so what is the response? Is it a reaction? Is it a response?
From the one being almost touch.
Almost touch, almost,
almost
poked.
Provoked. Lashed out, probably.
Yeah, lashed out.
That's what I did.
Yeah, you know. And so maybe, you know, they drop them, fists go up. And
it's a full-on fight.
It's full-on, right. Yep.
Sign them, UFC.
We've all been there. You know, if not in the backseat of your car on a long trip when you were a kid with your parents, you've been there with a coworker that just is super annoying, and they just leave things out in your way and actually make your work harder. I mean, anyone out there have coworkers that tend to make your life more miserable because they are either irresponsible or they just are not aware, and they make comments that sometimes are just cutting, all kinds of things, you know, in your own house, right? This is what happens with marriages. You know, the toilet paper, either, you know, a mullet or a comb over, right? I prefer
over
the,
under.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and you know, you walk in, the toilet seat's up or down, right? Mm. We get so easily irritated at the very ones that we live with.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and it's not even just, you know, I mean, call them small things, but like, you know, you said you would have dinner ready and I'm home. And guess what? It's not ready, and I'm late. Right. So, like, you know, or you're the kids.
Or they're going to pick you up, and they're, you know, 10 minutes late. And, you know, for every second that goes by, you just feel the blood boiling, you know, inside.
Yeah.
You know, and so this, I mean, this is the everyday life for all of us, that we live in such a way that we can't escape people. And we wouldn't want to escape people. But the fact that we're around people means that sometimes things are said or sometimes things are done toward us, maybe intentional or unintentional. And how do we respond to that? Or do we just react?
Right. Well, and it's interesting you bring up intentional, unintentional, right? So like sometimes I get offended by things that people really aren't trying to do. Somebody moved away and now I got to do their chore. Or, you know, this person unfortunately switched schools, so I lost my buddy and now I have to make new friends. I mean, even things that aren't even an attack on me, but they feel like they are, I can respond poorly. I can react and give in to my emotion, and that isn't right. You know, so we look at this verse, right? Love is not easily angered. Some translations say love is not provoked. One translation says love is not overly sensitive.
Overly sensitive.
It's kind of a weird way to put that.
Yeah. It's okay to be sensitive, just not overly sensitive.
But isn't that kind of vague, though? So help me out, Puma.
It is kind of vague. Well, what does that mean? In our previous podcast, we looked at just the little phrase right before this in 1 Corinthians 13, which says that love is not self-seeking or self-promoting or my agenda over all others kind of a love. This kind of love that all these different areas that we're talking about all kind of are different directions or tangents onto this love that is for others.
Yeah.
When I am seeking the best in other people, when my focus is on others, then I'm not seeking self. I'm not trying to have everyone cater to my life.
Right.
And so if I'm seeking the benefit of other people around me, if I live my life to love others, then I'm not going to be easily angered because I'm not seeking my own agenda or my own esteem or my own self-worth. And so I'm not going to be as easily offended when they cross that line because I'm not trying to keep my own kingdom intact, my own reputation, you know, spotless, my own agenda driving the day. My own timetable is the one that matters most. We're actually concerned about other people. And so to not be seeking myself naturally leads to not being easily angered. But the moment that we start being more concerned with how I feel than how someone else feels, or my agenda, my time is more important than everyone else, then I'm going to become more and more easily provoked or easily irritated, easily offended. And that is really where our culture has led today, isn't it? We are a culture where our own preferences are more important than everyone else around me. Therefore, I'm going to be offended, and almost it's my right to be offended at whatever I feel like being offended by.
Okay, so I have a question and maybe a caveat, but I think it's an important distinction. So I read here in 1 Corinthians 13, you know, love is not easily angered, but goodness, sometimes I get angry and sometimes I think I should be angry. You know, so where is the line, right? I mean, should I be angry when someone is just being super selfish and using me? Is it a loving thing to do to just let it happen? You know what? If they want to steal my lunch every day, it's fine. I don't need the milk money, right? I'll just, because love is not easily angered, I won't be offended. I won't be provoked. I'll just let them take my lunch money. Or to extremes, right? I'll let this person cheat me out of my, you know, paid break, or I'll let this person, you know, whatever. But because it's about me, is it really loving to like not be angry about that?
Yeah. So this is why it's so important for us to always go back to Jesus, right? Jesus, when he walked this earth, I mean, he was ridiculed almost from birth, right? He was was considered an illegitimate child from birth. And so his whole life, he had reputation issues, at least culturally, had all kinds of things. And he was considered an uneducated. So where'd you get this learning? You didn't go to our school, our prestigious school.
Right.
You're from Nazareth. Ooh, you're from that hick town way up north, you know? I mean, you know, the reputation, what good can come out of
Nazareth,
right? So Jesus had all these cultural, cultural taboos associated with himself.
A lot of shame.
Yeah, a lot of shame things. And, you know, Jesus, he lived to not seek revenge when he was slighted, when people did things to him. He turned the other cheek. And, and, you know, so we read that in the New Testament, you know, turn the other cheek. Jesus, see, it's one thing to have people say things or do things to us, and the Bible doesn't condone allowing yourself to be abused.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Never. So even Jesus, when he went to the cross, he was not allowing himself, that was his conscience. That was Jesus choosing to do that. That was not that happening to him, even though it was happening to him.
Right,
the Bible's
right.
clearly that this, you know, this is the cup that the Father has given me, and I will be faithful and obedient to it.
Yeah.
And even in the midst of that, we still see Jesus, like when he's being falsely accused by the religious leaders, he says, if I've sinned, then tell me. He defends himself a little bit there.
Right.
He's
like, if I have told the truth, why'd you hit me?
Right. I mean, he's not like just saying, hey, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm the best Christian because I'm Jesus Christ. And I, you know, just going to lay down. Jesus was very much, I would say, in control of his life all the way through that process. Even though people were making decisions to hurt him and to abuse him, he was still the one that was walking the path that he was walking. That's very different than when I am a victim and someone is trying to abuse me or hurt me. The Bible doesn't say that we need to stay there or be in that. And we don't have to just take it and like it because I can't be angry.
Right.
Right. The Bible is very clear that we are to be angry towards sin. But in the context of what Paul's talking about here, you know, we can get to these like extreme, like in that kind of circles all the way out. Paul's talking about the everyday life things, all the situations that we find ourselves in daily, just interacting with people. And this is really where I think most of us struggle, okay? Because we have our agendas, we wake up and we want to do our day, and then people come into my life, right?
And then
am I going to love them and prefer them, or I'm going to be mad because they didn't prefer me?
Right.
I'm going to allow myself to be irritated. When we see Jesus getting angry, it wasn't because what people said or did to himself. It was what people said or did to others.
Right.
that Jesus got angry. He got angry for the sake of others. He did not get angry for the sake of himself.
Right. He got angry because he loved others. Right. He wasn't being selfish.
He got angry for the sake of the Father. Mm. He got angry for the sake of people that harass and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He got angry at the religious leaders that knew better and were abusing the everyday people. Mm-hmm. You see, there's a time and a place to get angry and have righteous indignation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But righteous indignation is not promoting my righteousness.
Right.
And well, I think this is where we fall into this trap.
Well, even wisdom dictates this, right? I mean, you mentioned the verse beforehand in Proverbs.
Right. Proverbs, yeah.
Yeah. Like a fool shows his annoyance at once, right?
Right, yeah. Proverbs 12:16, a fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent or a wise discerning man overlooks an insult or overlooks an offense.
Yeah.
In other words, someone who is foolish in how they go about life, they just react when things happen and they show their annoyance at once.
Yeah.
They are, in a sense, easily offended.
Yeah, right? They are, right.
You know, easily angered, easily provoked. You know, but a wise person is somebody who is willing to overlook these slights or these offenses for the sake of peace, for the sake of the other person. I don't need to point out how this person's being ignorant. I don't need to get mad at this person because maybe they did something unintentionally.
Right.
Right? You mentioned they moved away. Or maybe somebody set something down on your desk, right? Right in the middle. They didn't know that you were working in that space or needed that. Right. They didn't know. Or, you know, somebody left something running, in the house, right? Mm-hmm. You left the air conditioner running and, you know, you're trying to save on electricity bill, right?
Yeah.
We lash out at each other and we get mad at each other all the time. Mm-hmm. We say, I love you, and yet we allow ourselves to be irritated by you.
Yeah, well, I think that's an interesting word, that we let ourselves, because it really is a choice. I mean, we might feel things, we might be very reactive, but if we are called to love one another, if we are called to put the other first, because again, in the context of relationships, we should not be quick to be irritable. We should not let, quote, small things just ruin our day. And a lot of it I do see is wrapped around our emotions. It's, as we mentioned before, are you responding or are you reacting? You know, when people react, it's a reaction, right? Oh, you took the last cookie. I'm reacting. I'm mad. But responding is when we have a choice. How are we going to react? That's responding. And often the loving thing, again, love is not easily angered. Does not mean love is not angered. But in our reaction, we have no choice. But in our response, we have the choice. Okay, how should I respond, not just react?
Right. And even as you're like listening to this podcast, see, this is the great time to really think about this. Maybe when you're not like
in the moment,
in the moment.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, you know, how can I guard my heart from being irritable or guard my heart from being stirred or to not let my heart get all stirred up. Right.
Yeah.
It's so if we were going to an application question, or as you like to say, have an AQ.
AQ.
AQ. What would be a good AQ?
Yeah, what is a good AQ? You know, this is, truthfully, I think if we all look down into our hearts, we all do get easily offended. It's just some of us, based on our personality, our temperament, some of us are more reactive, some of us are more expressive. But I think even the quiet people that I know, they may not be as expressive, but there's still a reaction that happens inside their heart. You know, they may not full on scream or yell.
Yeah, there are people that are a little more passive like myself.
Sure.
You know, that aren't super like out there and loud, but that doesn't mean that I'm not easily angered in my inside.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's a great point that we do have different personalities, but yet this command here in 1 Corinthians 13, we are not to be easily angered. And so my first question before we get into the full-on AQ is, you know, self-evaluate and pray through, Lord, show me, do I get easily angered, whether that's internally or externally? Because I think if we pray about it, God will reveal, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us the places in our hearts where we really do need to not give life to our anger, especially when it's something we shouldn't be angry about. But now for the full AQ, you know, the question is, when you are irritated, when the emotions are high, when you don't get something, when someone else gets something, are we quick to react or respond? Because again, responding means we have a choice. Reaction is just giving life to our emotion. And so for the Christian, for the Jesus follower, when someone does something that might irritate us, when a preference of ours is, well, not what we would like it to be, do we respond? Do we make a choice? Okay, I didn't like that, but I'm going to respond, not react. What would love look like? Would love be to let it go? Would love be to calmly say something? Or maybe, you know, again, because again, love is not easily angry. There are some things we should get angry about. There are some moral, sinful things that we should, in fact, respond to, but never react, because we don't have a choice. If we're just reacting to things, then we're probably matching that emotion. We're probably matching that anger, and we're told not to. And we should not be easily, we should not easily do that. So yeah, when you are offended, hurt, disgruntled, do you react or do you respond? And respond is a choice. What does love look like in the situation? So yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's the AQ.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed this podcast, and I haven't gotten too offended by what you said here today, Tori.
So, hey, well, same. You know, it's, yeah,
It's good.
That is good.
That's a win.
That's a win.
That is a win.
And not that it's a wrong to offend someone necessarily, but it is wrong to, in our sin, offend them because we're being selfish, right?
Right.
Jesus offended, like you said, right. Jesus, the great model. He offended people, but his anger, his aggression was always out of love, never for self-indulgence or right. for self-pleasure.
When you love someone, you want what's best for them. And sometimes yes. Love has to say something hard, but that's a mm-hmm. whole other podcast.
That's right. And maybe we'll get into it maybe later in
maybe
this
we, maybe we will.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a little bit. I'm glad you guys came back, and I'm glad that we could continue diving into what real love looks like here in 1 Corinthians 13. And if you have any questions, as always, you could email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. Puma and I would love to hear from you guys and just overall, you know, just pray for you guys. And we don't want this to be our thing. We are the body of Christ. We are family. And if you trust in Jesus, then you are too. So, hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Friday's at 10:10.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.